Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran planned to hold a funeral Thursday for Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, whose killing in Tehran has added to fears of a regional conflict. Linda Gratstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The assassination comes amid talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which could lead to the release of at least some of the 115 hostages still being held in Gaza. Some analysts said the killing of Haniyeh may further weaken Hamas in Gaza. There was also concern that Iran could respond directly to Israel since Haniyeh was killed in Iran. In April, Iran fired hundreds of missiles directly at Israel, and Iran has used proxies, including the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah, to attack the country. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that the man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack, and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack, and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The families of some of the 346 people killed in two Boeing MAX jetliner crashes have asked a federal judge to reject the plea agreement Boeing and the Justice Department have proposed, and said the families want the judge to schedule a jury trial for Boeing. This is VOA News. In other news, the AP's Ben Thomas reports Vice President Kamala Harris is firing back at former President Donald Trump over his false claims involving her racial identity.
Got one of the worst records in anywhere.
Donald Trump held a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Wednesday night.
Well, Kamala, let's go. Challenge accepted. Are you ready? Let's compare our record point by point.
Earlier, he was interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
It was the same.
President Harris addressing Sigma Gamma Rho, a historically black sorority.
The divisiveness and the disrespect.
Adding,
the American people deserve better.
With a Jamaican father and an Indian mother.
We deserve a leader who understands that our differences do not divide us. They are an essential source of our strength.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tensions are high around much of Venezuela following a disputed presidential election. The United States, Brazil, and Chile and others have urged Venezuela's electoral authority to publish a full breakdown of results.
Our patience and that of the international community is running out. It's running out on waiting for the Venezuelan electoral authorities to come clean and release the full detailed data on this election.
John Kirby, the White House national security spokesperson, Socialist President Nicolas Maduro, who has ruled since 2013, was declared the winner of the weekend vote by the Electoral Council. Arrests at the southern U.S. border are down, continuing a trend that started before the Biden administration's asylum restrictions took effect. And Central African Republic officials say they are meeting with governments of neighboring countries to investigate the origin and save lives after declaring a fresh outbreak of mpox, also known as monkeypox. The CAR is concerned the disease could spread after the Democratic Republic of Congo reported more than 12,000 suspected cases and about 500 deaths since January. Five children were killed Wednesday after a train collided with a school bus in South Africa, injuring 20 others, the Transport Ministry said in a statement. Police reported the bus driver fled the scene after the accident. According to the ministry, the train driver and crew were not hurt. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.